It's 29th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A world champion in athletics has apologised for remarks made to a sportsman competing in the Paris Games. Long-distance runner Paula Radcliffe from Bedford has had to walk back a statement she made to a Netherlands Olympic volleyball player, Steven van der Velde. She wished him the best of luck during an LBC radio interview while downplaying his rape of a British girl who was only 12 years old. He was sentenced to 4 years behind bars but served only 1 year. Van der Velde was allowed to rejoin the Netherlands team but has been placed on the sex offenders register for the rest of his life. Miss Radcliffe stated on social media, "I do believe in second chances but think the Olympics should be for those who uphold the ideals. I am very sorry and should have done much better. I by no means meant to overlook the crime." Bedford resident Kieran Den was sentenced to 30 months in detention for the physical and mental abuse he inflicted on his girlfriend during their two-year relationship. Den, who was 17 at the time, is now 19 and was described at Luton Crown Court as somebody who controlled the victim like a puppet. Police are searching for a white male who set fire to a blue Ford Fiesta, then allowed it to roll towards the town hall in Luton. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Services attended and managed to extinguish the Wellington Street blaze. There were no casualties. The suspected arsonist was last seen wearing a red and white t-shirt, black shorts and a baseball cap. The contract for the new Wixhams rail station has now officially been signed by Bedford Borough Council. Planning permission was provided back in 2013, but due to funding issues was held up. Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Whitten is excited to see the project finally moving forward. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.